Hey there, it's Brian with the Dealership Fix It podcast. Hey, this will be episode number 70, not 7D like dog, but 70. I've got a dog at my feet right now, so maybe that's what made me think of that. Hey, today I just wanted to share a quick what blew my mind, but maybe not yours, concept. and the concept being when we're doing a thing, we're doing that thing as practice and we're doing that thing as performance. What do I mean? What does that mean? So, you know, and I generally don't do podcast episodes with myself. I found that I don't really enjoy doing that because, of course, you can get kind of rambly if you don't have somebody that you're volleying conversation with, having a dialogue. But it occurred to me the other day, it was actually this weekend. Here I live in Oregon currently. It's January. It's a tough time of year to live where the sun doesn't shine a lot. And so we all kind of get moments and appreciate, man, the sun came out, yes, much like, you know, Midwest and it gets above freezing, or Northeast and it gets above freezing, right? All you Southern folk are just like, yeah, that's why we don't live up there. But you get what I'm saying. So, yeah, this weekend we had a pretty rare, warm, sunny day, and my kids were, Dad, video games, weekend, woohoo, video games. They are currently 8 and 10 years old. I said, yeah, totally. I think you got some video game time you can get done today, but first, you're going to earn the ability to sit on your butt and play video games. We're going to go on a bike ride. Oh, Dad, we don't want to do that. Of course, you know, if you have kids or around kids, you get it. Obviously, we were all kids, so we all get it. But they didn't want to, of course. You know, I went out and we got their bike tires, you know, pressure checked. They were all low because, you know, their bikes have been sitting and it's cold. So we went out and I told them, you lead. You guys show me where to go. Let's go have a nice ride. Let's go see some sights. And off we went. Did 4.5 miles about of riding, which was fun and nice. And of course, gets the endorphins going. It's fresh air and a little bit of sunshine on your skin isn't a bad thing in the winter months. But the thing that jumped out at me, you know, we had this great ride. You know, I'm watching them out there, you know, doing their deal. They're pedaling it out and standing up and pedaling up hills and, you know, of course, as a dad or whatever, you know, for me, you know, I look at them and I think, oh, I remember, you know, when you didn't know how to ride a bike and then you didn't know how to ride a bike with training wheels and then you did. And then I took them off because I didn't want you to have training wheels. And you learned how to ride the bike pretty well and you had a couple crashes, but you're doing pretty good and you're pushing your luck a little bit, you know, not horribly where I'm nervous all the time, but just seeing that progression. You know, and thankfully through kids, I think we can see, you know, sort of that clarity in life and maybe take our things that bug us about our whatever life, you know, jobs, whatever component of our existence and see it a little bit less seriously because you see that those changes, you know, that we kind of don't really pay attention to in ourselves and for ourselves. So, you know, we're out pedaling around. They're cruising around corners, and I realize, oh, man, they're doing a good job. They're, you know, I'm following behind them. They're not, you know, pedaling around the corners as they bank sort of corner aggressively. That's smart. And I knew that. I raced BMX as a kid. But I learned by planting a pedal, you know, by pedaling around the corner. Did they do that? Like, did I teach them that? You know, so I asked them, where'd you learn how to do that? Oh, we just learned. We just learned. So anyway, there's that. But, you know, again, just that progression in appreciation of seeing that happen with your kids, it's really rewarding. But the thing that struck me that I think can be applied to, you know, kids, adults, whoever, was kind of what I mentioned earlier is that, you know, at any time we're doing a thing, if it's riding bikes, if it's playing an instrument, if it's working on a motorcycle, if it's going to the gym, you know, where are we in that process? I think a lot of times we, you know, we can get in, whether it's a rut or whatever, where we're just used to doing a thing. This is how I do this thing. Okay. With very little appreciation of where you are in the process and who the heck knows, right? Is this your last day? You know, is this your last day to do that thing? Is that sort of, you know, do you have any sort of appreciation of that? Have you reflected on that? I mean, not that I'm telling you need to, but for me, what jumped out is that the bike ride we were on was, you know, these kids are practicing. They're going to continue to get a whole lot better. I'm almost 50, so I'm probably not going to get a whole lot better. But nevertheless, I haven't been in the best shape of my life. So I've been exercising a whole lot more these last few months. So I am actually moving in the right direction, you know. But the idea that practice of a thing can also be the performance of a thing, you know. So if you play an instrument or whatever, you can practice with that instrument. You might practice a certain way, but appreciating that, hey, this is practice. When I do this work, I will get better in the performance. But at the same time, the performance is what you're doing. You're out. So on the bike ride, you know, the kids are out practicing to be better bike riders, but we're doing the thing. That's the thing we wanted to do, you know. And to me, that struck me, kind of insert the exploding head emoji here, like, oh wow, you know, that put me right in that moment. And you know, that's kind of the thing I wanted to share, was just you know, take me sharing my experience and hopefully, you know, get yourself in an opportunity, let that strike you. Okay. You're doing a thing with family, you're doing a thing by yourself, whatever it is, especially if it's something where you don't really feel like you're feeling very vanilla, boring about it. Tell yourself, this is practice, this is performance, this is both of those things. Am I appreciating where I am in the process? You know, maybe you've got a new job, you're started a new business. You know, it's daunting in that way. Give yourself, you know, some praise. Tell yourself, nope, I'm killing it. I'm in the practice phase and every day I'm performing. I'm doing both of the same things at the same time. You know, quantum theory. It's both at the same time. And again, like for me, it was just shocking, but it made me appreciate the moment, knowing that there's a before, there's an after, potentially. And I've got to appreciate the right now. So I would encourage you to do the same thing, you know, just do it like it's both practice and performance. Whatever you're doing, take the appreciation from that. Share that with someone else if you think they need it. You know, there are people with all this 2020 and on stuff we're dealing with. There's a lot of people that are questioning a lot of things, are confused, overwhelmed, social media, all these things that are, they're getting too much of or not enough of, their lives aren't balanced. And I'm definitely not one who's telling you my life is balanced, but I'm trying every day to make sure I can appreciate it. And this really, like I say, this really struck me and I think helped me to do that in that moment. And here, several days after that, I'm sharing that with you. So please do that. You know, if you do that and want to share a story with me about it, I'd love to hear it, you know. If, you know, anyway, feels a little sappy. This thing feels a little sappy, but, I did want to share it and I hope, there's some takeaways for you. And, if you like it, let me know. If you don't like it, let me know that. I'm still going to share this sort of thing. And if it occurs to me and I feel, if I feel empowered to go out and share a certain something like this, I'm going to do it. But I'd love to hear your feedback. Go out there, do it. Do it like it's practice and performance. Because you never know. make it a wonderful day. Share this with someone. Uplift somebody else who needs it. And I appreciate you. Bye.